Well, welcome to the ninth and final week of the high school football regular season. So we get going with who's going to win. Eight games on the list. We'll take a look at some of those pretty good matchups here around the area tonight. Some of them have a little bit of playoff implication to them as far as who gets in and who gets what. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. I want to thank our sponsors, as always, Nishna Valley Credit Union here in Atlantic and Ag Business Associates. We'll have more Who's Going to Win for you right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and we are in the thick of this year's harvest. So you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
All right, back on Who's Going to Win, let's take a look back at what we did last week here on our program. We had, nice job, Chris. Let's just leave it at that and move on. All right, let's just leave it at that and move forward.
It was a solid week.
Yeah, Chris went 7-1. The rest of us all fell further behind. We all went 5-3 other than Chris. And here's how it went last week. We all had it right with Cam over Corning. 44-30 the final score. Don't let that score fool you. It was a big score. And then Cam substituted a bunch of folks in the second half. Griswold beat East Mills barely, 20-14. We all got that one right. It was Audubon over Martinsdale St. Mary's on the road by a 33-13 score. We all had that one correct. It was Trainer beating Missouri Valley 51-6. Everybody had that right except for Matt. Logan Magnolia topped AHST 49-3. We all had that one correctly. And then comes all the red marks on my page. We had Tri-Center over Panorama, 34-24. That was a winner for Matt and for Chris. Clorinda and Shenandoah, it was the Fighting Sweeneys, 36-14 over Clorinda. And that's a winner for Chris. The rest of us had Clorinda. And then it was Harlan downing Atlantic in overtime, 28-21. We all took the Trojans, and Chris is pointing thumbs down there. And that's what we all did last week on that one. We all lost that. So 7-1 for Chris, 5-3 for the rest of us. So our yearly standings, like they matter at this point, look like this. Chris is 51-13, and he has a full four-game lead over Matt and me. We're both 47-17, and then Doug is at 42-22 on the list. Wow.
No comments. I'm just surprised there hasn't been an 8-0 week yet.
That's true. The enthusiasm here in the room right now.
The energy level is very high.
The air just right out of the balloon.
Yeah, we're hanging
playoff
there.
Time. Look at us go.
Which is a good thing. It's this balloon and that Stratus balloon thing. Yeah. That's a different ball game. Let's talk football right now.
A little full of hot air.
That's right. A lot of hot air. Let's take a look at game one here on our list this week. It's an 8-man game. In fact, it's our broadcast game tonight. Chris and I are going to go down and hit Schmitty's in Tabor first and have a little chicken and all-you-can-eat chicken and fish fry.
Yeah, Stop on down.
Yeah, and then from there, we're going to move on and head on down to Sydney for a football game as the Cowboys try to lasso the Cam Cougars.
You guys doing a live remote from the... If we could, there, a little
pregame. Well, if we could get a direct feed, we might do that. Now, the only feed we're going to get is all we can eat, chicken and fish. That's right. Sydney 8-0, Cam 7-2. This is an interesting game. It's a game that will factor into the standings as they sit right now. I know it's. I hate to break tradition. Chris, would you like to go first?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. I didn't actually go first last week, so I'll go first this week. This is an interesting game. Because of the standing still, it is kind of up for grabs still there in District 8. But, there's a lot of things that could happen, but there's a lot of things that will probably happen. So it's kind of interesting to see how it pans out. But Sydney, this is a good opportunity for them that they haven't had in a long time to be able to get that district win and do it at home. They've already had a great win at home against Fremont Mills, and that was, what maybe turned out to be that district championship game, but this one still actually has that implication on it, so they got to get it done here still to to win that district crown. Cam, they're a good team. I just don't think they're quite up to that level of Sydney and Fremont Mills. So I think they'll give them a good run, but I think with Sydney's motivation and at home, I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Okay, that's one. Matt, what do you think?
Well, I think earlier in the year, Cam had this game circled on their calendar, especially after their kind of rough start to the beginning of the season, and they looked at it, well, we've got kind of one more game left at the very end of the season against Sydney, and I think that really took a turn and ramped up the stakes when Sydney pulled off that, at that point, upset of Fremont Mills. So a lot at stake at Sydney. They're riding high. Things are really going well for them, but I think Cam's been able to regroup throughout the year. So I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to go with the Cam Cougars on the road and hope the local team come out with the victory.
Okay, that's one. Cam did come out with a victory against Sydney two or three years ago. It was in the playoffs. I think we did that game, actually, over in Anita. A fun game to watch. It was very very competitive, and I think tonight is too. Both these teams are safely into the playoffs. That's not an issue right now, so you take away that little bit of an edge. I'd like to take Cam, but it's a long drive to Sydney. I'm going to go with the Cowboys, and we'll ride the pony, see how it goes. Doug, what do you think?
Well, Coach Mullinex has got me convinced to go out on a limb with him. He's not going to get a limb pick. I'm going to take Cam as well. Like you mentioned, it's kind of interesting with one of these games where both teams are in the playoffs and how much each team is going to play its starters and how much they really care about the game. But, Cam, I think, wants to prove something, and I think they can do that on the road.
All right, that's two for the Cowboys, two for the Cougars here in game number one. We're going to stay eight-man here with one more game, and this is an interesting matchup. It's in the same district, Fremont Mills and Lennox. It's at Lennox this week. Again, just like the last game, these are the other two teams that are in already in District 8, but it's a kind of a jumbled mess as far as where everybody can go. They'll pretty much stay where they are if Sydney or Fremont Mills, or if they both win those games. But should Cam and Lennox win, that throws everything up in a hat, figure out who goes where as far as first through fourth in the playoff standings. So kind of an interesting little trip over to Lennox. What do you think, Matt?
Yes, it is. And Lennox, last week, they had their game canceled, I believe. And so they didn't even play last week, and it was against a pretty decent Melcher Dallas team that they were to go up against. So they kind of came away with a little bit of a week off there for them as far as getting out and playing. So it'll be interesting to see how they respond. Fremont Mills, still a tough ball club from last year's little spill over there from last year. They only have the 1 point loss to Sydney. A little bit of a trip over to Lennox, but I'm going to still go with Fremont Mills, even though it's on the road.
Okay, that's one for the Knights. I'm going to stay with the Knights as well. Fremont Mills, I think, on the road will probably take care of this one. Lennox has a nice ball club. Never know what happens once you get to the postseason, but I think Fremont Mills is just a little too much of a handful right now for Lennox. Doug?
I'm going to keep the trend going. I'm going to go with the Knights as well.
Okay, good analysis.
Yep.
Chris?
Hey, last week, everybody that listens to the program, I had all kinds of – I've got notes and notes and notes, and last week I got mocked and made fun of, and Matt was over there giving me a hard time, so I'm not going to do any research this week. It couldn't hurt my standings, could it?
That's probably true.
Really, I mean.
All right. Well, we've got the hometown team for Smitty's here at the Fremont Mills going on the road. And they know that they still have a chance to finish in any of those four spots the way that the standings go right now. If Sydney were to lose, then they've got a really good chance to jump up and win that district title, which, of course, is something they did last year on their way to the state championship. I think that if those two teams were to play again, Fremont Mills-Sydney, FM might have the edge in that game the next time around. It'll be fun to see how it plays out, but there's going to be some really good teams when these two districts 7 and 8 match up in 8-man, and there's going to be a couple of good teams left out that could be, semifinal caliber teams. But I like Fremont Mills, and I think they'll get it done in big fashion on the road.
Okay, that's four across the board. Everybody likes Fremont Mills over Lennox. We're going to move to 11-man football right after we take this short timeout.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and we are in the thick of this year's harvest. So you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
All right, back on who's going to win. Let's keep moving forward. Underwood is at AHST here in our next football game on our list this week. Pretty good matchup. I guess I get first crack at this one. You know, they both played pretty much identical down through the season so far. Underwood, AHST, both 4-2. It's an important game for the two of them. They're both going to get the playoffs. It's a matter of where they are right now. So, I don't know. I kind of like AHST at home. I think the Vikings are going to take care of business here on this one and win. It'll be a tough game, though. Underwood's played some pretty good football so far this year. Doug, what do you think?
I agree with you, Jim. I think HST has been one of the teams that's actually, you know, has impressed me this year. They've had some decent victories, so I think they can take the home game.
Okay, that's two for the Vikings. Chris, what do you like?
I am going to go the opposite direction. This is an interesting game. Both teams are in already, so that, you know, kind of weighs a little bit on it. But Underwood, I think they play a little bit tougher competition, and they've played a little bit better. Have you know, a couple more, I guess, quality wins, you would say, on their record. So I'm going to go with Underwood on the road here.
You know, that breaks conventional wisdom when you're out in front. Usually you just go ahead and pick with the crew so you don't, you know, run the risk of losing any ground.
Could we be seen 3 years ago down the stretch for Chris?
No, that all happened in the last week. So.
Yeah, that five-game lead okay that disappeared in 1 week. I don't know. That'd be okay, but I don't know what's going to happen. All right, we got one for Underwood, two for AHST. Matt, what's going to happen?
Yeah, a little surprise there with Chris's pick. I just know early on in the season, those first couple of games, AHST was missing about three, five kids, starters, and they've gotten them back. And since then, they've been playing really well. This late in the season, they know it's at stake. A seeding is definitely at stake here for them. So I'm going to go with the HST at home.
Okay. That leaves Chris out on a limb here with Underwood this week. Game four, Logan Magnolia at Griswold. Another matchup of teams already into the playoffs. It's just a matter of where they're going to be. It's really a district championship game tonight if Griswold can pull off the win on their home field. Doug, what's going to happen there?
You know, Logan dropped that early game at the beginning of the year to IKM Manning, and then they've been kind of on a roll since then. Griswold has put together a really nice season, you know, 5-1 in the district, 6-2 overall. You know, I think Loma has just got too many weapons in there. You know, they've got a good squad. But, you know, I'm going to take the Griswold Tigers because there's no way I can catch Chris unless I do.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Griswold.
Look at everybody scratching off their list.
I got to change mine, too. I had the L on there, but I'm changing my mind now.
Change your mind. All right. Matt, Chris is next. Chris, what do you think?
Well, I could be funny and just go ahead and, you know, pick.
Don't do that.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm not going to do that. Sure. No, I think, Griswold has surprisingly put a good season together. I guess the way that they started, you know, I thought that their offensive production would be better than it has. They've really struggled all season long to kind of get that going, but they've been able to win games. So, you know, good for them for, you know, getting the season together and getting to the playoffs. But Logan Magnolia is a tough team. We know how good that IKM team is that they lost to, and I think they're pretty talented, so I'm going to go with Loma.
Okay, it's one of each. Matt?
Is that your final answer, Chris?
Final answer.
Just checking. Okay. All right. Yeah, like you said, Griswold early on, we thought, boy, this could be a long season, but they have got things rolling throughout the year and managed to fight through this district and finish where they're at. Here at home, though, like you said, Loma, awfully tough ball club. They've run through this schedule, you know, pretty handily through there, so I'm going to continue and go with the Loma Panthers.
Okay, very good. By the way, I guess I just kind of zipped right through all that. That was Matt Mullinex. Before that was Chris Parks and Doug Leonard sitting over here, just in case you're wondering who in the world you're listening to here. Maybe they're just wondering that when I'm talking. I don't know. Let's see. I'm going to keep it the same. I'm going to go with Logan Magnolia as well. The thing about Griswold is, and we did have a chance to watch them very first game of the season against St. Albert, probably not a good judge at that point, but You know, one of the things I've noticed, kind of a trend with Griswold, is they offense kicks it up a little bit when they play lesser opponents. But when they play solid opponents, even when they win, they don't seem to score a lot of points. I'm really kind of concerned about that. Logan Magnolia is not the kind of a team you can play well against and win by scoring 9 points. It's just not going to work out that way. They have an ability to put points on the board. You're going to have to keep up with them. I think Logan Magnolia is a little tougher right now at this point, and we'll see what happens as they get into the playoffs here in another week or so. All right, that's 4 games in. We need to take a quick time out. We'll be back with more here on Who's Going to Win right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and we are in the thick of this year's harvest. So you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Okay, away we go one more time. We got the final end run of our sheet to go here. We got the last half. Start with Shenandoah on the road at Red Oak. Chris, old Hawkeye 10 conference rivalry. What do you like?
All right, well, Shenandoah, you know, don't look now, but the Fighting Sweeneys are 500 and just fresh off a win in the Page County Super Bowl. So they're on a little bit of a roll right now, and I think they're feeling good about their chances. It says if they win, and I'm stealing information here, but it'd be the first time in 25 years that they made the playoffs. So motivation there. Red Oak's got motivation too. If they were to win by a pretty big margin, they'd have a shot to get in still too. But I just think Shenandoah's got a little bit of confidence right now, so I'm going to take the Mustangs.
Okay, that's one for Shenandoah. Matt, what do you think?
Well, Red Oak, they're playing for something there. They're at home, last home game. If they get that win, they potentially in the playoffs, like you said, a little rivalry with Shenandoah there. I'm going to have to go with the Red Oak Tigers. You know, I think there's something out there for them to play. Last time I picked them, they won, so I'm going to go with them.
Okay. Well, it's a big game for Red Oak. I mean, they absolutely have to win the ball game to have a shot at the playoffs. They're at home. I'm taking Shenandoah. How'd you like that logic?
Good logic.
Yeah, we're going to take the ponies here tonight. I don't know what to think about this game. I have no clue. I mean, you know, typically, if there's something going to fire a team up, it's having Red Oak on the schedule. They've not been that strong lately, so I'm going to take Shenandoah. Doug, Matt out there on a limb?
Lately.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that's a kind way of saying it.
Look it up in the dictionary. You can come up with your own definition.
You're right. I'm going to take the Red Oak Tigers. Yeah, Matt's got me convinced.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I mean, you know, like you said, they're at home, and you know, they've got an important goal to play for. So, I mean, they're going to put up 50, 60 points, maybe. You never know.
Close.
Well, you know, the thing is, and Red Oak typically ends up having to play up when they play their non-district games. So, when I look at the numbers, I tend to discount the overall record and focus more on the district record. Yeah, they're 2-3, just a game back of Shenandoah in the standings when you look at the district, and that's where they're playing like opponents. So, well, might be a better pick than we think. All right, 2-2. Chris and I have Shenandoah, and you guys have Red Oak here in this fifth game on our list. We're going to go 3A for the rest of our list here this week. We're going to start with Creston at home against Lewis Central tonight. Matt, who's going to win?
Well, this should be a pretty decent ball game. Lewis Central, a little bit of a trip down south there to Creston. Creston, they came up with a 2019 victory, I believe, a one-point win over Winterset last week. Definitely a tough ball game. I don't know whether it was a matter of Winterset being as well as they are with Creston, but you know, I think there's a little bit of rivalry in there as well with those two communities. But Creston, I think, still the best team in this district, and I think they had a little slip up there against ADM earlier in the season. you know, a lot of seeding going on here. But I'm going to look for Creston to come out on top.
Okay, one for Creston. Well, it's a battle of the backup running backs. You've got, of course, Reed went out when Atlantic played them with that broken collarbone. McElravy's out for Creston. You know, it's a battle of the backup running backs. But that's not, I guess, the way I look at it. I look at it as the battle of quarterbacks. And I like Creston's a lot more than I like Lewis Central's right now. So I'm going to stay with Creston playing at home to seal things up and get themselves a pretty good seeding heading into the playoffs. Doug?
Well, these 3A games, I've actually seen most of these people play, so I'm not going to go anti-Chris. I think Chris is probably going to pick Creston, too, and I will choose the Panthers as well. It's tough to win a game down in Creston. I mean, they seem to defend that field pretty well, and Neitzel is just a stud. I mean, that's all there is to it, a quarterback for Creston. So I'm going to take the Panthers.
Okay, that's three. Chris, is it unanimous?
Yeah, it's going to be unanimous. Lewis Central, you know, unfortunately, that hit they took earlier in the year with Alex Reed going down did take a little bit of life out of their sails. I bet they're feeling pretty good that, you know, it worked out that they're ending up in the playoffs here still and have a chance to make a run. But it's kind of been a tough sledding for them a little bit since then. And Creston has proved on their home field that they can play very well. They did that against Harlan just a couple weeks ago. So, Neitzel kid's extremely talented, and I'll go Creston as well.
All right, very good. Do you sail much?
Life, wind, same thing.
Wind is life,
it's
right?
It's
gotcha.
A colloquialism, or whatever you call it. I don't know.
That's one of those things. Again, we're getting out the dictionary, yeah? All right. We're going to take a short time out. Nobody knows what we're talking about. We'll be back with more Who's Going to Win right after this.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and we are in the thick of this year's harvest. So you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
All right, back on Who's Going to Win. Two more games left. Take a look on our list here this week. ADM is at Harlan in game number 7. I guess that's my first chance to go here. I still don't know what to think about this. You know, I watched Harlan play Atlantic last week. You know, Harlan, well, they won the game. They hung around and won the game. They did not look that impressive, but they hung around and won the football game. They're 7-1, so they've been hanging around winning football games most of the year. ADM, I know they got some injuries they're dealing with right now. I still like them, though. It's the Grove kid I'm worried about, the running back, Jordan Grove. If he's healthy enough to go, I don't think there's any way Harlan beats ADM. Just because it's not just because he's running, but he's a good defender, too. He's in on almost every tackle. I'm going to go with ADM here on the road and see how things go. I'm kind of thinking Chris might go the other direction, so I'm going to see if I can snag a game here. Doug, what do you think?
Well, you know, a few weeks ago we were talking about how Harlan's schedule was playing out. They had their easier teams really basically in the first half of the season, and, you know, we didn't know what was going to go on. And then 2 weeks ago they went and stomped LC. Last week they went and beat Atlantic. You know, part of that was a fair amount of that was on Atlantic's side, and I think they – would say that themselves, and I think they could have won that game. But, you know, Harlan is Harlan, and they just win, you know. They've got some scrappy kids, and they can throw the ball a little bit. And I don't know where that running back came from in the second half against Atlantic. He's 130 pounds, and he was running like he was 185. I mean, he was really hard to bring down. So, anyway, I'm going to take Harlan at home. It's tough to win Merrill Field, and Harlan's going to keep it going.
Okay. That's one of each. Chris?
Yeah, this is a really tough game to pick. You know, walking into the room, I did have a little star next to ADM just because I think that you know, earlier on in the season, they had proved that they're, you know, maybe a little bit more of the more sound team. But, you know, Harlan has, you know, done what they needed to do lately. This is hard because it's the time of the year when Harlan typically starts to play well. I don't know. I mean, ADM, a team that has played very well against other teams like Creston, whereas Harlan did not. You can go around the circle, and it is up for a district championship too. So I don't think ADM's been in this spot, you know, as much as Harlan, so I think they might be a little bit more hungry. I'm going to go with ADM here.
Wow, I'm shocked. I thought I was going to get you on that one. Matt, what do you think?
Well, I think in order to – this was a toss-up game, definitely. So just to go against Chris and see if I can pick up a game, I mean – ADM Harlan 2-6-2 7-1. I mean, two good ball clubs. We've all seen each team play, so you know, you really can't go wrong either direction. Like you said, it's late in the season. With it out here, it'll. I probably was going to go with ADM actually originally because I thought maybe their defense.
Then your fellow coach picked Harlan, and you didn't want me to be out on a limb lonely out there by myself. Yep. Thanks, coach.
And it is at Harlan, and you know, Doug had some valid points. They just seemed to figure it out, and you know what really came to life for them last week was their offensive line that mm-hmm. second half. Yep. I don't think so much as the running back, but I think it was more the offensive line and just exploding off there. So, you know, that, and this is the time of year where that happens. And if ADM doesn't have Groves on offense, they kind of fall off mm-hmm. a little bit. So, Harlan.
Okay, that's two of each, two for Harlan, two for ADM. Sorry, Chris, you fell into my trap.
That's all right. We'll see how it goes. I really do think
I know how it's going to go.
It's one of those toss-up games. You just don't know.
I've picked against Harlan 3 weeks in a row now, and I'm 0-2 so far. So I'm sorry, but I sucked you in. That's the way it goes.
Okay.
All right, two of each. Let's go to the last game. Atlantic hosting Glenwood in the final game of the season and the final game on our list. The Trojans fell out of the playoff chase last week when they were defeated by Harlan, and when both ADM and Lewis Central won, that eliminated the Trojans from playoff consideration. Can they still come out and play hard, pick up a win, Doug?
Well, you know, this game kind of scares me a little bit because, you know, Glenwood's had, you know, the record is 2-6 for the year, but they've been in some close ball games. I mean, they've given some teams a tough fight. In Atlantic, you know, having lost that motivation, the playoffs, you know, I'm sure that Coach Ross is going to have them fired up, and they're playing for pride and all those things. But Glenwood's had some tough games. I think Atlantic has to hold on to the ball this week or catch the ball, you know, and help out their quarterback a little bit this week. And you know, if they are able to do that, I think they're going to go out in a winning streak. They'll be 6-3 this year, and you know, they made the playoffs last year at 4-5, so that's a little bit of a disappointment. But they've had a great year, and you know, I think talent-wise, they're among the top teams in the district. It just didn't work out that this year. There's, you know, four other teams that had good seasons and individual players that were very good for them. But I think the Trojans are going to win.
Okay, one for Atlantic. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, like Doug said, you know, there has been times this season where Glenwood has, you know, been somewhat impressive. They lost a 7-point game to ADM, just 14 points to Creston, you know, and it, you know, games that they probably should have lost by more if you look at other scores that they had throughout the year. I think Coach Foss is doing a pretty good job down there trying to rework the, you know, the mindset. It's always tough to get out of that that rut that Glenwood's been in for an awful long time. And I think, though, the frustration has wore on a little bit for them throughout the year, just from what I've heard from other folks that, you know, it's kind of getting towards the end of the year, and I think everybody's maybe ready for the season to be done. So when you start to get a little bit of that creeping in there, I think it hurts you. Atlantic, yeah, they lost the playoff motivation, but they are a very talented team. And finishing with another win, I think, is motivation enough to get a good, you know, a feeling about this one. So I'll take the Trojans as well. They like me enough down there that I can still come home and not be heckled. So
don't be so sure.
Yeah,
Matt, what do you think?
Careful there, Glenwood boy. Just letting it be known there. Well, I would like to go on record saying, you know, I hope a lot of people come out and watch the Trojans tonight because this is a very good ball club. They've given a lot over the past few years, and to finish the season potentially at 6-3 is definitely a good season.
out there, and like we've kind of said, you know, put them in a different district, and you know, they probably come out on top. You know, this is just a really very tough district, and it was talked about at the very beginning of the season that out of these five teams, somebody was going to be left, and unfortunately, it's going to be Atlantic left out of the playoffs. But you know, they've still put up some great numbers, broke some school records, you know, and have been an exciting ball club to watch over the past couple of years. So I'm going to go with Glenwood at Atlantic. Last home game, you know, there's still a lot to play for. You know, you want that final victory as you put on your uniform, because that's probably going to be the game you remember the most, or remember one is that last one. So it'll be a good one for them.
Okay, I'm going to make it unanimous. I'm going to take it the Trojans as well. Yeah, like you said, last chance to get out and see two record-setting performers this year for Atlantic, and the other guys who helped them set all these records too. So, yeah, get out there and enjoy the ball games, and hope they have fun. And yeah, I do like the Trojans. I'm sorry, Glenwood. I hope you enjoyed the two-game winning streak in non-district play to start the year, but I see you going 0-6 through the district. So that's just kind of what I see coming up down the road here tonight. So that's going to do it for our program here tonight. Chris and I will be along here in just a few moments with our football game tonight. Cam at Sydney in eight-man football. We'll start it up here in just a couple of minutes, and kickoff is at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have plenty of football action for you as we get ready for the final week of the high school football season. I want to thank our sponsors, Ag Business Associates, Nishna Valley Credit Union, and thank you guys, Doug Leonard, Chris Parks, Matt Mullenix. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this week on Who's Gonna Win?